Welcome to the next episode of our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. This week, we are continuing our virtual podcast, and we're excited to have join us in our summer intern mini-series, which gives us a look into youth getting their summer experience in the ag biosciences. We have Molly Grosjean. Molly is a Corteva intern and also a student at Purdue University. Molly, thanks for taking the time to be with us this week.
Thanks, Gary, for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
First of all, give us an introduction to you.
I grew up in Zionsville, Indiana, so it's a suburb located northwest of Indianapolis, and I did not grow up on a farm, so no production agriculture background. I was, however, a 10-year 4-H member in Bin County, and I absolutely loved my experiences in 4-H. It's also what led me to pursue my current path in the food and agricultural industry as a Purdue University agribusiness student, where I will be a junior this fall. And my passion in serving the food and agricultural industry is in government relations, economic development, supply chain, sustainability, international relations, quite a few things here I want to touch into. And previously, last summer, I interned with U.S. Representative Jim Baird, representing the 4th District of Indiana in Washington, D.C. I like to pull this in here, fun fact, he's the only U.S. representative from Indiana serving on the House Agriculture Committee. So last summer was a very interesting time learning about international agriculture. And this summer, like you mentioned, I am interning with Corteva Agriscience and Product Stewardship, and I wouldn't be here today and wouldn't have been able to find my own path without the support of my friends, family, and mentors.
I want to talk about your experience at Corteva, but first of all, you talk about you're an agribusiness major at Purdue, and I think your interests really underscore the fact that when you talk about agriculture and the ag biosciences, the career paths, there are so many career paths that one can take. It's not just straight production agriculture that I think is kind of the stereotype, if you will. Talk about the opportunities that you see from a career standpoint with the major that you have there at Purdue.
I think the important thing to note here, Gary, is like you mentioned, Indiana has a great pipeline in the ag biosciences, and there's various opportunities that one can pursue in Indiana based on their interests. So obviously, as an agribusiness student, my interest really is in supply chain and government affairs and working to understand how those progress the ag bioscience industry forward. But I think too, additionally, when you think about career opportunities in ag biosciences in Indiana, they're diverse. Interests in communication or research and development, digital technologies, information technology are available. And the important thing to note here is, you know, Indiana can be your home. And if it's not, it can be. You know, it's filled with a robust and diverse talent and opportunities to serve and provide impact. And I think as a Hoosier, we have indispensable programming and organizations that advance and amplify the Indiana ag bioscience in agribusiness and various other organizations as well.
Well, Corteva Agriscience, of course, is one of Agrinovis Indiana stakeholders. Again, you're having a great summer intern experience there. Tell us what you're getting to do, what it's been like.
I'm super excited to be with Corteva this summer. And as you know, Corteva Agriscience is a U.S.-based global agribusiness focused on crop protection, seed, and digital solutions. And I've seen firsthand that they're a customer-centric business, always thinking with the producer and the consumer in mind. So I'm interning virtually this summer with the product stewardship team. And the product stewardship function of Corteva is committed to the responsible management of all its products throughout their life cycle. And this summer, I'm working with their seed business, specifically the Pioneer Seed brand. So I'm using my ag bioscience background to analyze data provided by the customers from around the U.S. to ensure growers' refuge planning is in compliance with the EPA-mandated refuge requirements. For those unfamiliar, and I also had to brush up on this too when I started this internship, a refuge is a block or strip of corn that does not contain a Bt trait for controlling corn pests. And refuge planting and management extends and protects the long-term durability of insect protection traits. And when you think about it, this is really valuable to grower productivity and grower profitability. And I've learned really quickly that the intern position requires communication and teamwork with the Pioneer sales team and an understanding of Pioneer products and traits using different data management systems and working with the product stewardship team to ensure communication back to growers is accurate. And I'm learning so much about the seed business and the customers who grow Pioneer seed through this experience. And luckily, the data is digital and I can easily analyze the data working from home with the support of my supervisor and team members.
Sounds like Corteva really has a dedicated, focused intern internship program. Talk about some of the experiences and why you feel your experience at Corteva is unique compared with maybe other internships that peers or others have in other places.
Corteva's done a great job about translating what would have been an in-person internship to an online or virtual internship in the face of COVID-19. So I'm really grateful to be with them this summer. But the university relations team at Corteva has done an exceptional job in replicating the events that would have taken place in person to online. So that's even offering professional development workshops and opportunities to network with fellow interns. And additionally, I would say in place of meeting people in person, I use Zoom to meet with others within Corteva to learn about parts of the business like research and development and external affairs and supply chain, just for example. And everyone has been helpful and given me lots of advice on career opportunities in agriculture nonetheless.
Your hometown, Zionsville, close obviously in proximity to Purdue. But as I understand it, you had some offers to attend some other out-of-state, some impressive land-grant institutions. Why did you ultimately choose Purdue?
That age, as a high school senior, I was really insistent on making my own path after high school, as typically most high school seniors are. And I was grateful to have the support from my family of considering options outside of Indiana, of course, within feasibility and reason. So as anyone with determination to make their own path, I explored my options attending land-grant universities outside of Indiana heavily, researching their agriculture programs, their networks, and even extracurricular involvements. And one day, my mom asked me the question of where do you want your community to be? So suddenly, instead of considering options that I knew were going to stretch me professionally, I started to consider these same schools both professionally and personally. I looked at how they were going to develop me. And this obviously led me to Purdue. I was intrigued with the programs at Purdue and the people were incredibly kind. So I knew Purdue was going to be my home. Not to discredit any of these other universities, but Purdue was the best place for me to challenge myself and grow my skills and connect with others. And the process of considering and pursuing higher education is a very impactful decision, no doubt. But I knew from growing up in Indiana that this was the place for economic development and Hoosier hospitality, strong personal well-being and opportunity. Why would I want to leave a place during a very formidable time in my life that taught me so many values that I still hold dear today?
You have an extensive resume, a lot of extracurricular activity, as well as the internships. Talk about how you feel this experience that you're gaining and attaining in college will pay off for you longer term once you get into the professional world.
My Purdue career so far has been full of meaningful experiences, and that credit really goes to my friends, mentors, and advisors. I think Purdue does an exceptional job preparing students for life after graduation, and that is evident in their student organizations and opportunities. It's important to note that time in higher education is all about discovery of career paths, passions and strengths, friendships, and professional skills to serve you well after graduation. And really what I've learned through these experiences is that there are no two paths that are the same. You can create your own path, and that's really what excites me about the Ag Biosciences. And I'm excited to put my Boilermaker experience to use after graduation, no doubt.
Well, when you look at that or think ahead to that post-college career, what are your thoughts, especially as you look at what's happening around Indiana? There seems with Agrinovis and other initiatives going on around the state of Indiana, there's a lot of momentum behind the Ag Bioscience sector. What do you see as opportunities in particular here in Indiana?
I think the important thing to note here, like you were just mentioning, is the Ag Biosciences heritage runs deep in our state. You know, we have great deep rural and agricultural heritage that has a broad reach across the state, and there's multiple opportunities there to get involved in things that are interested, whether that's in agribusiness or communication and external affairs or research or innovation and partnerships to really progress the state. And Corteva and other companies in the Ag Biosciences based here in Indiana are examples to this testament. We think of Agrinovis Indiana stakeholders like Elanco and other various pieces of work with startup companies and whoever they continue to outreach and push the Ag Biosciences forward. We think about these partnerships and this innovation now opens up new opportunities for students or just individual Hoosiers to pursue interests related to them and to discover interests and paths and passions that they are so willing to take a hold of and pursue.
Any message you would have to maybe your peers or other young people as they begin to look at Indiana as a place to get a job?
Certainly. I think the important thing here to know is that Indiana is the place that can be your home if it's not already. Lots of opportunities for innovation and to discover the best career path for yourself. And I've been grateful to do that through Purdue and my past experiences, but each path is different for everybody. My advice to give students and the peers around me is just to take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you and to discover what your passions are, whether that's getting involved with a service organization or pursuing an internship with a company that's outside of your comfort zone. I would certainly encourage you to do that.
Molly Grojohn is a student at Purdue University, also a summer intern at Corteva Agriscience. And Molly, really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. I am very confident you are going to have have a very successful, not only collegiate career finishing up, but a professional career as well. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gary, for having me in Agronovis, Indiana, for the invite.
Great. Thanks very much, Molly. And thank you for joining us this week on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agronovis, Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And keep up to date with Agronovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at Agronovis IN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us. And remember, we're all in this together. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.